There's that school bell. It tells us it's time to take our seats and be part of the Warren County Radio Bible School. And the Bible School today, we're going to be studying a lesson about the prophet Amos. And the title of the lesson is Amos Denounces Sin. And underneath, in parentheses, our Sunday school book identifies this as a temperance lesson. Now, temperance meaning self-control. It's a Sunday school lesson written for the Sunday schools of October the 30th, 1927. The lesson text is Amos chapter 2, verses 4 through 12. Thus saith Jehovah, for three transgressions of Judah, yea, for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they've rejected the law of Jehovah, and have not kept his statutes, and their lies caused them to err, after which their fathers did walk. But I will send a fire upon Judah. It shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, thus saith Jehovah. For three transgressions of Israel, yea, for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have sold the righteous for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes. They that pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, and turn aside the way of the meek, a man and his father go into the same maiden to profane my holy name. And they lay themselves down beside every altar upon clothes taken in pledge, and in the house of their God they drink the wine of such as has been fined. Yea, destroyed I the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oaks. Yet I destroyed his fruit from above, and his root from beneath. Also I brought you up out of the land of Egypt, and led you 40 years in the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorite. And I raised up your sons for prophet, and of your young men for Nazarites. Is it not even thus, O ye children of Israel, saith Jehovah? But ye gave the Nazarites wine to drink, and commanded the prophets, saying, prophesy not. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson is Amos 5 and verse 14. Seek good and not evil, that ye may live, and so Jehovah, the God of hosts, will be with you, as ye say. The devotional reading is the 15th Psalm. The superscription to this psalm simply calls it a Psalm of David. Jehovah, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Him that walketh uprightly, and worketh righteousness, and speaketh truth in his heart. He that slandereth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his friend, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised, but who honoreth them that fear Jehovah. He that sweareth to his own hurt, and changeth not. He that putteth not out his money to interest, nor taketh reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved. The geographical note associated with this lesson is about Hamath. It was far to the north from Damascus on the river Orontes. And then there's the Sea of Araba. It was the eastern arm of the Red Sea. Araba was the valley extending from Mount Hermon to this sea. In the Authorized Version, this is called the Plain. And then there's some helps and hints for the teacher. While the kingdom of Israel had attained a great degree of worldly wealth and glory, and therefore out of success, it was in the depths of intemperance and sin. Intemperance is not only indulgence in intoxicating liquors, but is the gratification of any and all lust and passions of the flesh. Any lack of self-control is intemperance. There can be impressed upon the hearts of the young nothing more important than the principles of intemperance. Now let's go to the explanatory notes. It's the judgment of God against the nations. To show that God is not partial, but just in his condemnation of sinners, Amos very wisely begins God's judgments against idolatrous, wicked, and rebellious people with the nations which surrounded Israel. He began with Damascus and foretells what will befall the Syrians. Likewise, he speaks against Gaza and Ekron, towns of the Philistines. Then the people of Tyre, the Edomites, the Ammonites, and the Moabites are likewise condemned for their sin. Some of the sins are these various peoples are given as reasons for God's condemnation. I want you to hear from Amos and hear his own words in his preaching. I'm going to read the first chapter and down to chapter 2 and verse 3. And here's how Amos would preach. The words of Amos, who was among the herdsmen of Tekoa, which he saw concerning Israel in the days of Uzziah, king of Judah, and in the days of Jeroboam, the son of Joash, king of Israel, 2 years before the earthquake. And he said, Jehovah will roar from Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the pastures of the shepherds shall mourn, and the top of Carmel shall wither, thus saith Jehovah. For 3 transgressions of Damascus, yea, for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have threshed Gilead with threshing instruments of iron. But I will send a fire into the house of Hazael, and it shall devour the palaces of Ben-Hadad. And I will break the bar of Damascus, and cut off the inhabitants from the valley of Avon, and him that holdeth the scepter from the house of Eden. And the people of Syria shall go into captivity and occur, saith Jehovah. Thus saith Jehovah, for 3 transgressions of Gaza, yea, for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they carried away captive the whole people to deliver them up to Edom. But I will send a fire on the wall of Gaza, and it shall devour the palaces thereof, and I will cut off the inhabitants from Ashdod, and him that holdeth the scepter from Ashkelon, and I will turn my hand against Ekron, and the remnant of the Philistines shall perish, saith the Lord Jehovah. Thus saith Jehovah, for 3 transgressions of Tyre, yea, for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they delivered up the whole people to Edom, and remembered not the brotherly covenant. But I will send a fire on the wall of Tyre, and it shall devour the palaces thereof. Thus saith Jehovah, for 3 transgressions of Edom, yea, for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he did pursue his brother with a sword, and did cast off all pity, and his anger did tear up perpetually, and he kept his wrath forever. But I will send the fire upon Teman, and it shall devour the palaces of Bozra. Thus saith Jehovah, for 3 transgressions of the children of Ammon, yea, for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have ripped up the women with child of Gilead, that they may enlarge their border. But I will kindle a fire in the wall of Ramah, and it shall devour the palaces thereof, with shouting in the day of battle, with a tempest in the day of the whirlwind, and their king shall go into captivity, he and his princes together, saith Jehovah. Thus saith Jehovah, for 3 transgressions of Moab, yea, for 4, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. But I will send a fire upon Moab, and it shall devour the palaces of Keroth. And Moab shall die with the tumult, with shouting, and with the sound of a trumpet. And I will cut off the judge from the midst thereof, and will slay all the princes thereof with him, saith Jehovah. Now this is where we come to our lesson text in Amos chapter 2. Let me read verses 4 and 5. Thus saith Jehovah, for three transgressions of Judah, yea, for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have rejected the law of Jehovah, and have not kept his statutes, and their lies have caused them to err, after which their fathers did walk. But I will send a fire upon Judah, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem. Let's turn to Elam's notes. For three transgressions of Judah, yea, for four. These expressions of three and four are often repeated in this chapter, and they mean repetition, abundance in anything that goes toward excess. Verily, verily, exceedingly. And so it was used of the ancient Greeks and Latin poets. Judah had repeatedly or continually transgressed God's commandment. Amos brings three indictments against the children of Judah. One, they had rejected the law of Jehovah. Two, they had not kept his statutes. And three, they had followed lies which had caused them to err. After these things their fathers had walked, and had gone into idolatry, and had otherwise followed the teachings of false prophets. God had taught them most clearly and most fully how to tell the difference between true prophets and false prophets. But they had allowed false prophets, and under any circumstances were they not allow them to deceive them into idolatry or into practice of anything which God had forbidden. God permitted false prophets and dreamers of dreams to do signs and wonders, trying to induce the people to disobey him, to test, to show whether or not they would obey him fully. Now today, Christ warns against false teachers. He does this in every possible way to reach his people. The test is whether or not one will do and teach the will of God. God has never, either in the Old Testament or the New, performed miracles in order to release people from implicit obedience to him. All his signs and wonders have been to confirm the truth and impress the necessity of obedience to it. Note in the case of Cornelius, Saul of Tarsus, and others, every man, however learned and eloquent he may be, who teaches people in serving God to do more or less than he commands, is a false prophet. Because the people of Judah had done three things named above, God declared he would send fire upon them and devour the palaces of Jerusalem. And this he did when Nebuchadnezzar, through his army, captured and destroyed Jerusalem, burning the temple and the king's palace and the great houses, breaking down the walls of the city, and leading the people into captivity. Now we read in Amos chapter 2, verses 6 through 8. Thus saith Jehovah, for three transgressions of Israel, yea, for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof, because they have sold the righteous for silver, and the needy for a pair of shoes. They that pant after the dust of the earth on the head of the poor, and turn aside the way of the meek, and a man and his father go into the same maiden to profane my holy name. And they lay themselves down beside every altar upon his clothes taken in pledge, and in the house of their God they drink the wine of such as has been fined. Well, we're going to be looking at this against Israel, and that's to whom Amos was sent, in our next lesson. But for three transgressions and for four, Amos said, my, what would we say of those of us in America today? It would be for five transgressions or for 10, or maybe 10 transgressions or for 20. So we should fear before the mighty hand of God and honor Him.